In Parshas Kisiso, we have a most tragic incident. We have the incident of the golden calf. Very disturbing incident, and one which is subject to a large debate about what actually transpired. Moshe has delayed from descending from the mountain. He told the Jewish people that he would be up in the mountain for 40 days. 40 days are up, according to their count, and he's not here. So they're very worried. What's going to be? They see that he's delaying, and they all assemble to Aaron, and they say, Kum ase lanu Elohim. Come make for us an Elohim. Asher yelchu lufaneinu. That will go before us. Ki zeh Moshe ha'ish, asher ha'elonu me'eretz Mitzrayim. Because this man, Moshe, who took us out of Mitzrayim, lo yodanu me'hayaloi. We don't know what happened to him. So Aaron tells them, take all the golden earrings from your wives, your sons and daughters, bring them to me. They bring it to him, he wraps them all up in a scarf, he throws it into a fire, and it becomes a golden calf. And they say, these are Elohecha Yisrael, these are your Elohim Yisrael, who took you out of Mitzrayim. Aaron builds a Mizbeach, they all dance around it, Moshe comes down, and he's furious. He smashes the tablets, and we're in a bad situation. What exactly were the Jewish people thinking when they said, make for us an Elohim? And they approached Aaron, and Aaron complied. Rashi says, and he's quoting a Gemara, and Rashi seems to take the Gemara quite literally, Elohis harbe ivulahem. They use a plural language here. Asher yelchu lefoneinu. Make for us an Elohim which will go, plural, before us. Asher yelchu lefoneinu. Rashi says not only were they requesting a foreign god, they were requesting many foreign gods. And he says it in a few psukim later as well. He says the exact same thing, that they're requesting a multitude of foreign gods. The Ramban launches a massive attack on Rashi. He throws many arguments against Rashi. We'll go through a few of them. Argument number one, says the Ramban, is that this doesn't logically follow. If you analyze their argument, you'll see that it's a faulty argument, a very basic flaw in the argument. Come make for us a god. Why? They give a reason. Ki zeh Moshe ha'ish, because Moshe the man, asher ha'elonu me'eretz Mitzrayim, who took us out of Mitzrayim, lo yodanu me'hayaloi. We don't know what happened to him. And since we don't know what happened to Moshe, you must make for us a god. This is the argument. Moshe's gone, we have to replace him. How do we replace him? With an Elohim. Says the Ramban, if what's missing is Moshe, that's who you have to replace. Was Moshe a god? Did anyone think that Moshe was a god? Nobody had thought that Moshe was a god. Moshe was just a teacher, a leader, a guide. Nobody thought he was a god. So it doesn't follow that in the absence of Moshe, as a replacement for Moshe, they should request a god. That just doesn't make any sense. That's argument number one. Argument number two. What would be the function of this god? If they really meant a god, what would be its function? What is the function of a god? The function of a god is the source of life. The function of a god is somebody who provides you with everything that you have. That's not what they wanted. It says, come make for us an Elohim, asher yelchu lefoneinu, that will go before us. It won't provide us life, it didn't create us, it'll just lead us, it'll guide us, it'll show us the way. That's all it will do. Which is exactly what Moshe did. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He guided them, he showed them the way, he taught them. And that's all they requested from this god, from this Elohim. So how could it be a god? That's argument number two. Argument number three. How did they describe Moshe? They didn't just say, we want a replacement for Moshe. They said, we want a replacement for Moshe ha'ish, asher ha'elonu me'eretz Mitzrayim. Moshe the man. That's very stark. That's a very stark word. I mean, we don't usually describe Moshe as Moshe the man. We describe him as Moshe. They put in this adjective, Moshe the man. It seems very conspicuous that you would call Moshe the man. And the Ramban takes this to mean that what they're saying is, we want somebody to replace Moshe the man, not Moshe HaKel or something like that. We want Moshe the man. That's all we want a replacement for. Argument number four, we're out of time. Okay, we're out of time. We'll have to continue tomorrow, and we'll see how the Ramban takes this in a different direction.